My apologies, I seem to have missed somehow Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel, so here it is. Sachov Shemen Truma, if a person rubbed their Korban Pesach with oil that came from olives that were Truma. So Im Chaburas Kohanim, if it's a group of Kohanim, Yochelu, they can eat the Korban Pesach, even though it absorbed the oil of Truma, that's not a problem. Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma. But Im Yisrael, if it's a non-Kohen, Im Chayhu, if it's not cooked, Yedichenu, then just wash it off. Im Tzlihu, but if it's already been roasted, then yiklof es achitzon, you have to scrape off the outer layer of the meat, because we assume that cooked meat absorbs more, and therefore you have to take off a kedei klipa, scraping work. Sach b'shem shel ma'aser sheni, what if you took ma'aser sheni oil? Ma'aser sheni is the tithe, which is taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If you took that oil and rubbed it on the Korban Pesach, lo yasenu dama al b'nei chabura, you do not take out its value and apportion that financially according to the people in the group. She'in poder ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, you can't be poder, you can't take the value of it and redeem it once that is in Yerushalayim. So you're eating your Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, you're just going to eat it with the sanctity of ma'aser sheni. As it is, you can't just take out the value and transfer that to something else, which is usually what people would do with food that was designated for ma'aser sheni. They would transfer that sanctity to money and then take the money and buy other food with it.